The Spirit of Vancouver Island was pulled back into service a day early Wednesday, after two sailings on the Swartz Bay Sawa Senran were cancelled due to crew shortages. The vessel had been out of service for repairs, leaving only Coastal Inspiration and Spirit of British Columbia on the route. BC Ferries warned Wednesday that travelers showing up without reservations could expect multiple sailing waits at Swartz Bay, after the 7 a.m. sailing from Swartz Bay and the 9 a.m. sailing from Sawa Sen were called off because of a crew shortage on Coastal Inspiration. The company said in a statement that the decision to cancel a sailing is only made when it has exhausted all options to find replacement crew. BC Ferries spokeswoman Deborah Marshall said even with a vessel out of service, there can be a crew shortage, because some crew members are not trained and cleared to work on all vessels. Different equipment can be used on different classifications of vessel, she said. The addition of Spirit of Vancouver Island to the schedule allowed for three extra sailings, at noon and 4 p.m. from Sawa Sen and at 2 p.m. from Swartz Bay. No food service was available on the noon sailing Wednesday, with limited food service on the 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. trips. The vessel, which had been out of service for several days while a crack in the aft ballast tank was repaired, had been scheduled to resume regular operation at 7 a.m. today. BC Ferries said those with bookings on affected sailings would be contacted and offered space on a later sailing or full refunds if the booking had to be cancelled. BC United leader Kevin Falcon told reporters at the legislature Wednesday that people were waiting up to seven sailings for a ferry. He noted that BC Ferries managed to find four new executive vice presidents, but apparently they can't find people to just operate the ships. Falcon said daily fines of $7,000 in the event of missed sailings should be directed at senior executives. That's how you focus attention in the executive suite to make sure you get the results you need. Under a service contract coming into effect in April between the province and BC Ferries, the latter faces a fine of $7,000 if a sailing on a major route is cancelled due to a staff shortage, and a $1,000 fine on certain minor routes. The contract runs from April 1, 2024 to March 31, 2028. Details of how those penalties might be applied will be released in the spring, the province said. The planned service contract contains a potential out for BC Ferries when it comes to fines, however, giving the company a chance to develop alternative measures in lieu of paying the penalties, if the province agrees. Alternative measures were not specified in the document, other than saying they would benefit the community or ferry users. Independent BC Ferry Commissioner Eva Hage could also decide the company doesn't have to pay a fine if it made reasonable efforts to avoid the circumstances leading to a reduction in service, or to mitigate impacts. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com. With files from Les Lane and Carla Wilson.